In conclusion, when one leaves the original location where one started eating, this may be considered to conclude the original meal and obligate a new bracha if one wishes to eat more later. According to the Mechaber, leaving the building obligates a bracha achrayna and rishayna even if one was eating bread, while according to the Ramah, shinoy makom never obligates a bracha achrayna, and foods which need a bracha achrayna in their original location never need any new bracha, according to the Ramah. Foods which do not need a bracha in their original location need a new bracha rishayna if one did not leave anyone behind. There is considerable debate among the Paiskim whether the definition of a single house is dependent on the ownership or being under a single roof, and this has ramifications regarding going from one apartment to another within an apartment building or a condo, and going from the house to a detached sukkah, etc. We will discuss this issue more in the shir. While there is a significant debate whether intent to return to one's original location helps for foods which do not need a bracha in their original location, and also the significant debate whether going from one room to another is considered shinoi makim or not, it definitely seems to be the accepted halacha is that a woman serving a meal and going back and forth between the kitchen and the dining room does not need to say a new bracha, and this would presumably be true even according to the Mechaber and even if it was not a bread meal.